Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, after an off day, the Indians back home to start a homestand with the Toronto Blue Jays here in town this weekend. And Tito, let's kind of get caught up first off on the walking wounded, so to speak. Corey Kluber, any word on Corey as to whether or not he can go this weekend?
You know, he's had a good couple days, which is good. He's going to throw a side today, and if all goes well, he'll pitch Sunday. And I think everything is leaning towards that, but you just want to make sure that he's okay. We count on him so much that sending him out there when it, you know, and then having it back up and start all over again doesn't make a lot of sense. But I think everything's leaning towards that.
Boone Logan, does this look like he's going to be out quite a while?
Yeah, it's significant time. That's the best way we can put it now. He's probably going to go get another opinion from a doctor just because, I mean, there's nothing else for him to do now anyway. Getting a second opinion certainly can't hurt. But at the minimum, he's going to miss significant time.
How about Lonnie Chisenhall now and Jason Kipnis?
Well, they're both progressing to like baseball activities. When I say that, you know, low end. But at least they're starting to do that, some of the jogging stages and things like that. They're still weeks away as opposed to days, but they are starting to at least initiate some baseball activities.
So they're still a ways down the road then, right?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, we the good news is they're going to be coming back. It's just not tomorrow or the next day. So we got to pick it up. And, you know, because when they come back, it'll help. The other one is Austin Jackson. He's going to play seven innings today. So he's getting a lot closer.
Tito, when you have a road trip like that and everybody goes through them, you're going to have stretches where you don't play well. But at this stage of the year, with the trading deadline a week and a half away and whatnot, is it tougher to gauge what you may or may not need?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I always think I kind of default to how do we make our team better. You know, I know Chris and his guys are always trying to find ways to make us better, and I appreciate that. But I think I need to spend my time on what makes these 25 guys play the best they can, because to this point we haven't done that very well. And it's too easy to look other directions. You know, we need to look inside this clubhouse and find the best way we can play better baseball. That's number one, and that's what my energy needs to go to.
Can you put a finger on what happened and what you feel like you need to get back to here?
Well, I don't think it's ever one thing. That's why I think every game's different. You know, when you're inconsistent, that's what that word means. And it finds a way to bite you. You know, if you don't spread a game out, you make an error. Or if your bullpen every once in a while gives a game back, it's usually something different, but that's part of the game. When you're inconsistent, it usually finds a way to get you.
And that kind of would sum up the team you're playing this weekend. Now, I know you're not focusing on the Toronto Blue Jays, but like the Indians, they've got a lot of talent, but they've had guys hurt, they've had inconsistency, so you've got two ball clubs really trying to make a run here now.
Yeah, and you're right, they're probably not where they want to be, but when you look at their lineup, it makes you think twice. I'll give you that. So again, and we've proven time and time again, it doesn't matter what the record is, team we're playing. We need to play good baseball. We do that, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, you look at this lineup, Tito, and I just looked at their starting lineup for tonight, and it's like, ooh, you kind of forget, hey, this is still one of the best lineups, at least on paper, when you look at it.
It makes you pause, that's for darn sure. And, you know, you want to make sure that you pay attention to where that ball's going, because if you don't, they're going to hit it a long way.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Blue Jays coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.